I have with me this afternoon the Mayor of Yarra Ranges, Fiona McAllister. Welcome, Alison. Fiona, how are you?
Yeah, very good, Alan. Thank you.
Great to have you along. I guess before we... Well, I know that you've only got a short time span, so we need to get into it straight away. I guess one of the major things we need to talk about is the last week. It's been horrendous, hasn't it?
Gosh, who would have thought we would be dealing not just with COVID, but also floods and, storm damage. It's been a horrific week, absolutely horrific.
And horrific storm damage too, not just a few trees down.
No, thousands. And we've still got in the Yarra Ranges, and I haven't checked in the last couple of hours, but last figures were still about 10,000 homes without power.
Yeah, we have had I did ask people to ring in if they had any inquiries, and I did have someone ring in and to see whether you've had any update on Mount Dandenong, because apparently there's still a lot of homes up there with no power.
Yeah, so the last, and they're apparently going to update the outage tracker in the next hour or so, but I know some of the data is showing at least another week or two.
Sure.
For some parts of the most worst affected areas, yep.
It's a long while without power and some of them with hot water and all sorts of stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, no.
Couldn't believe it.
Devastating.
Now, obviously, one of the things that these sorts of things do is they bring out tremendous people volunteering, and I guess we should at least thank all the volunteers. I mean, like the SES, some of these guys work all night and then get up and go to work the next day.
It's been incredible, Alan, and I don't even know which stories to start with. I've been up at Kalorama CFA a couple of times, and they've been, they became the sort of de facto community hub to start with, to not just out there checking on people's safety and rescuing people, but then cooking meals the first night until we could get, with the salvos, get food up there. So, incredible stories from them. I mean, in Healesville, big shout out to the Healesville CFA, who amongst everything else they were doing, managed to get a generator into Yarra Valley Clinic to keep the COVID vaccine supply going. Everywhere you look, there are people checking in on neighbours, sharing generators, cooking food, and certainly all of the CFA, SES, big shout out to the SPOSNET teams. And I know last count there was 147 of them up on the mountain, up on the Dandenongs, trying to get supply back on. So, I just feel very proud and moved by the incredible things that people do.
And I mentioned a minute ago about these people that, particularly the volunteers, that then have to go up the next day and go to work. But we should also mention that some of those are in fear of their own homes as well.
Yeah. And I think that's, the scale of this and, certainly we've, as I said before, floods and, huge number of trees down, and now we're getting, a bit of landslip action. All those volunteers do live locally, and even at council, 70% of the council staff live within Yarra Ranges, and so many of them have been directly impacted. But I'm sitting in at council at the moment, and everyone's in here and doing absolutely everything they can to support community.
I guess, Fiona, we could ask you too, What does council play a part in this? Obviously they're out clearing roads and all sorts of things as well, but what else?
Yeah, so look, it kind of goes from emergency response stage, Alan, and so certainly that was a big part of it. We're one of, a number of agencies or other government, other governments who do that early stuff about clearing roads, trying to get supplies out to people, but we quickly move into kind of support and recovery. So we've got, I think at last count, 7 hubs all over the municipality where people can go and have a shower, get power, hot meals are being provided to those. you know, advice about if people need to relocate. And we certainly, in the early days, we evacuated 42 people from the Warburton Valley into accommodation. And and our 1300 number, which I hope for those that have phone coverage, 1300 368 333, is kind of a one-stop shop for people who, you know, need help with anything, or see, you know, anything dangerous in terms of power lines, or and don't know who to call. So we're kind of helping people find the right support and advice they need as well. So that's just some of the things we're doing.
Sorry, Fiona, is it unfair? You might not have them in front of you. Do you have those seven sites where people can go?
I can certainly, I think I know them off by heart. So one of them is just closed today. That was the Yarra Glen site that was at the Memorial Hall, because the demand has disappeared for that. Healesville, it's in Queen's Park, just by the old pavilion. So down near the playground.
Oh, yep.
There's a Sharon Power Hub there. Lilydale at Lilydale Heights, the high school there, and that's quite a big one. So there's lots of facilities there and staff to provide support and advice. Alinda Recreation Reserve, Kalorama Recreation Reserve, Yarra Junction. How many have I got there, and what have I missed? I think Montrose is the other one as well. So I think that's all of them. So
can people just turn up at those sites?
Yes, absolutely. And if people have internet access, that all the locations are on the website, the council website.
Terrific. So, and what hours are those sites open, Fiona?
8 a.m. till 8 p.m.
That's pretty fair.
And most of them now have a hot meal delivery, mostly for dinner. So generally around 5:45 to 6 o'clock, there are hot meals being trucked in from, I think Salvos have provided a lot of those to us. So if people want to, but any time during the day, just want a cup of tea, keep warm, or a shower, or just charge devices, there's food boxes for people who are running food relief there's phone chargers, there's everything from toilet paper to, you know, anything that we're getting you know, people saying we can't get, we're trying to get into those hubs so people get that support.
Terrific. And I guess the other thing too is a bit of a camaraderie too, isn't it? Because a lot of these people are stuck at home, they can't get out. And if they can get down to a hub, even if they just have a cup of tea, cup of coffee, and have somebody else to talk to.
I've dropped into quite a number of them over the last week or 6 days, Alan, and just sit down and have a cup of tea and, you know, spend some time. And, you know, it's been families where, you know, kids are pretty traumatised, particularly those where trees have been coming down either on their house or right around them. Yeah. Quite a number of older people that are either on their own or, you know, caring for a partner. Like, it's and just to be able to sit and have a cup of tea, it's been wonderful.
And particularly, again, if you are at home with a partner, caring for a partner, it's very lonely, isn't it? It would be terrific to get out and just talk to other people for no other reason than to talk.
Yeah, absolutely. And to get updates on, so up in the hills, we've had water contamination issues emerge overnight. So, you know, kind of reassuring people that water trucks are arriving. So, you know, that kind of being for people to have somewhere to go and find out what's going on. It's really important as
When you say the water trucks, Fiona, where are they going? Are they going to the hubs or to the...
So Kalorama, so again, Yarra Valley Water is supplying those, and the main affected areas are the Basin, Callista and Sassafras.
Terrific.
The Patch. Sorry, not the Basin, the Patch.
The Patch. It's a great, well, it's not a great time, but it's great to see the public pulling together as well too, with council and other agencies, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think lots of people are really wanting to do whatever they can. So we've, for people who are wanting to give financial support, Give It is the website, and I can send you all of these to put up on the Yarra Valley FM website. Yep. And people wanting to volunteer, we always partner with Eastern Volunteers. So that's because the recovery is going to be huge, Alan. It's going to take us, the vegetation removal alone, you know, some of these trees are 4 metre diameter, and so they need crane trucks to come in and remove them. And then the organic food waste, obviously, has been a big thing as people's fridges and freezers were off.
Yep.
So there's bins all over the place. Hopefully people can find those. But again, the council website or calling the 1300 number or let them know where those bins are to get rid of that.
So I guess if anybody has any issues and they need help, it's 1300 368 3633, am I right?
Absolutely, yeah.
So it's 1300 368 3633, and nobody should feel as though they're in this by themselves. They have to fight their own way out. They should call upon help. There's nothing wrong with asking for help, is there?
No, absolutely not. And, you know, again, people are so willing to jump into action, whether it's supplying, trying to find a generator or picking up some milk. You know, people are incredibly supportive as well. Yeah.
And, of course, one of the problems this time is it's so widespread. You know, sometimes it's been a lot more contained, so a few generators or this got out. But, I mean, it's you go from Healesville all around the place. It's just everywhere. Yeah.
Absolutely. And I, you know, we're council, one of the big things for us is going to be, you know, and we've been talking to government, right, other levels, state government and federal government, right from the start. It's too big for us to respond to. You know, and the cleanup's going to be huge. So that's going to be a big job over the coming months. And seeking counselling support, there's quite a lot of people that are pretty traumatised by all of this. So again, you know, go to your GP or certainly that 1300 number and we can connect you into people if you're feeling you need some help in that way as well.
I have with me this afternoon the Mayor of Yarra Ranges, Fiona McAllister, and we're talking, well, unfortunately, a lot of what we're talking about is what's gone on this last week, and Council are very involved, and we're talking to Fiona about that. But Fiona, you'd like to update us on where those water sites are, please?
Yeah, absolutely. So the three affected suburbs, I've just got clarification. It's Callista, Sherbrooke and The Patch, and the water trucks, if they're
Hang
not
on, Fiona,
up there already.
We're right now. Yep.
You're right.
Yep.
So it was Callista, Sherbrooke and The Patch. For water. Look, when we were off here, you were just saying, you know, what are some of the great, you know, good news stories that I've heard?
Yep.
And I'm going to share, and this is a shout out to the library, and this was actually, you know, because we've got COVID, we're coping with not just the storms event, and I noticed online the other day that a lot of the libraries were actually opening up on Monday, or not a lot of them, but a couple of them were, because of the demand. And, you know, I was at home last week with the kids, homeschooling, and, you know, we're all pretty tired.
Yep.
I think I put a call into my local library, beautiful librarian down there. I dropped down an hour later and she packed two big bags of books up for my kids, based on what their interests were, plus some activities for them. And I, you know, just little things like that make such a huge difference, and it absolutely made my day and the kids' day. I think the other stories that I've heard are, again, just people who, regardless of whatever's happening at home for them, who've gotten the car, gone down, brought up a big, you know, box of food supplies for someone else who's probably tackling the same things they are, and dropped it off without asking, and just literally popping it on the doorstep. I've heard, you know, dozens of those sorts of stories. So, you know, we have a wonderful community, Alan. I know we all know that, but you know, God, everyone's pretty wonderful any time, but especially wonderful when crisis hits. Yeah.
And I guess we should mention too, because I talk a lot about mental health on this show because of COVID and a lot of things. But it's okay not to be okay in a situation like this. It's okay to feel down or whatever it might be. You shouldn't be too hard on yourself. But the other thing is too, and they should seek a bit of help, and I guess we just need to get people to keep an eye on, particularly if they've got elderly neighbours who can't get down the street or can't get to one of these hubs to get some food, to give them some thought and maybe go and get some for them as well.
Yeah, and I was talking to one of the CFA volunteers during the weekend, and they said, you know, that the people that we're most worried about are the ones who, you know, won't ask for help, who will just try to battle through it and, you know, kind of think there are others worse off than me. And, you know, people, there have been some pretty vulnerable people found who are very cold and very hungry and, you know, just been feeling that they shouldn't ask for help. You know, I just would say don't, you don't have to be a battler. Just, you know, put your hand out because there are people there wanting to help you. I think just one thing I would mention, Alan, is that the relief packages have been announced and starting to come out, more and more financial relief for people who had to leave their home or, you know, packages anything from $2,000 to $42,000. So again, if you're not sure where to go, do call that 1300 number and the team will point you in the right direction for accessing some of that emergency financial support as well.
Yeah, it's certainly been a challenging time, and we should, the 1300 number again is 1300 368 333, 1300 368 333. Don't try to battle on by yourself, and there's nothing wrong with asking help at a time like, in fact, there's never a reason not to ask for help, but particularly in a time like this. I mean, it's just, we all need to support each other.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sorry, I thought you were going to say something, Fiona.
No, I was just taking a deep breath.
Well, look, I know that you can't be with us much longer, so, look, I really appreciate the time you put in with us today, and we would encourage the people to ring that 1300 368 333. Don't battle on by yourself, but let's all look after each other and keep an eye out on what's going on in the street. And, somebody even told me that a person, they didn't lose power, but quite a few others in the street, and so they felt bad because they'd been saved. And you shouldn't feel like that either, should you?
No, you shouldn't. And I think, you know, this lovely kindness that we're seeing, I would say, you know, our local businesses all took, you know, they've had a horror year. We've all had a, you know, horror year in many ways. But, you know, again, that really, now they're opening up again. And I know I don't have to tell people this, but, you know, whatever we can to support local and support local business. I was talking to a little business up in Alinda, and, you know, they're staying open to support the community, but they're only taking $50 a day because they're giving out free coffees. And, you know, I just think, I want to give you a big hug. With COVID, but I want to give you a big hug. But, you know, supporting businesses like that, because they're, and all our local businesses, that's something that, you know, with restrictions opening up, I'm really looking forward to being able to do more of that and give them payback for what they're doing.
And that's a really good point, because while we talk about what happened last week, we can't forget that, I mean, some of these businesses have been shut for months on and off, haven't they?
Oh, incredible. And I popped in to get a coffee locally on the weekend, Nature's Cakes in Healesville, I'll give them a shout out. And, you know, they were soldiering on, no power. They'd gone and bought plungers and I don't know what else they'd got. And, you know, they were saying the level of support for them from community was wonderful, but a big shout out to them and a thank you, the level of their support to just really batting through and staying open. Because to be able to wander down the street and get a coffee when just to see people, I think, as you said, is really important. It was probably the most important thing in many people's day.
And we are social people. We like to react, interact with other people, don't we?
Yes. Yeah, we do. We do.
Look, Fiona, it's been terrific to have you. I know that you need to get away. We thank you for your time, and we thank Council for all they're doing. And we just reiterate, 1300 368 333. Don't soldier on. If you need help, ask for it.
Brilliant. Thank you so much for your time, Alan. I really enjoyed talking to you.
Thank you, Fiona. We hope to talk to you again sometime in the future.
I'm sure you will. Thanks, Alan.
Probably under better conditions.
Yes, I'm sure. All right, take care.
Thanks, Fiona. Bye.